Hello, this is Paula Matthews for Epic Books and Cafe. It's been a while since our last episode. I've been very busy doing other things, and the Lord has been speaking about many things, but lately He's had me release many of these prophecies to close ministry associates, partners, and friends first. Then the Lord allows me to release these same messages, usually with a few detail changes, for the public. You know, it kind of reminds me of what the Bible says about the gospel. It was presented to the Jew first and then to the Greek. I wondered why, so I did a little study. As you know, Jesus told the woman at the well in John 4:22, salvation came from the Jews. It began in Judea with the people of Zion. In fact, that is where Jesus, our Savior, comes from. He is our salvation. So God sent Jesus to His own people first because they knew the promises of God. They were expecting God to raise up a prophet and a deliverer from amongst their people. That prophet would also be the Son of God and their Messiah King. Now, when the Jews rejected the gospel message that Jesus preached, they indeed rejected their Messiah. So then the message was taken out to the Gentile or non-Jewish nations, which is who we are as a Church of Jesus Christ in this day. We are Gentiles who were converted to following after Christ. So now we're commanded to carry the message of the gospel to the entire world. But there's a slight snag in the program. Not many Christians in our day are true believers of the gospel. Oh, they believe that Jesus is who He says He is, but they don't seem to know how Jesus fits into their everyday lives. Which brings me to today's message. The Lord called it, All Aboard the Glory Train. Now, before I get into that Glory Train message, I wanted to talk to you a little bit more. The Lord is gathering together those who will believe His gospel message. Not all of them are what we would call Christian people, at least not yet. The Lord spoke to me years ago about how His promise of the blessing, which is also the gospel, had been carried into the world. He took me back to Noah. God blessed Noah and his sons, Shem, Japheth, and Ham. And He expected that they would be fruitful and multiply not only in children, but also in the blessing of God throughout the earth. Instead, Noah's sons, Japheth and Ham, decided to camp out in the Valley of Shinar. It was in that place that their descendants decided that rather than obeying God, they would build a tower that would reach up to heaven. Well, I'm sure you know the story about the Tower of Babel. God confused their languages so that they could no longer be in agreement against His will. The people, unable to communicate with one another, were scattered across the face of the earth, which was exactly what God commanded them to do in the first place. Then the Lord spoke to me about Shem's descendants, the Jews. They had the message of the gospel and were also commanded to take it to the world. Rather than converting the people of the earth to follow after God, they made up a religion and kept men out. Then the Lord sent Jesus and He told His disciples to take the message to the world. They didn't immediately obey until great persecution rose up against them. When Stephen was stoned, it caused the disciples to leave Jerusalem and head to the uttermost parts of the earth, just as Jesus had commanded them to do. And so today we have the Church of Jesus Christ, still not in obedience to take the gospel to the world. Oh, some are doing it, but not according to what God has commanded. So the Lord said He will cause another great persecution to come upon the church, that will force them to either fight or flight. In addition, I saw something else about to happen. Many unbelievers will be converted. I'm talking about wealthy millionaires and billionaires and celebrities and criminals, street hoods, and gay people alike, all coming to Christ in droves. Something big is coming, and it will shake the world. It will cause millions, even billions of people to come to the kingdom of God, even in a day, in Jesus' name. As the prophet said, for the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. That's Habakkuk 2:14. So God is commanding us, get on the glory train. It's a train of life and abundance. Get in position. Make sure you're on God's side. And here's the reason. Now, some of you may remember me telling this vision of two trains the Lord gave me many years ago. In a vision, I saw two trains, each on its own separate track. They appeared to be going in the same direction, but God described two different outcomes. He described the one train as one where things were happening on the earth. Things were happening day to day. On the other train, I saw things happening that were based on what God said. I heard God speak things and things happen. I heard God telling things to move and things move. He said, "Let there be this," and it happened. I heard God speak abundance. I heard God speak health and deliverance. It all happened on this one train track, which he called life and abundance. The other train was on the track of everyday life in America. People were shooting, they were killing, they were deceiving, just going on and on. The word of God was being preached, but it was like nobody on this train was listening. Then the Lord showed that down the track was what looked like a stone wall. Here's the crazy thing. The stone wall appeared to be on both tracks, but the side facing the track of everyday life in America, it had no opening, which means that the train was moving at a fast pace and it was about to crash. On the other side, facing the track of life and abundance, there was an opening, like a tunnel. As expected, the train on the track of everyday life in America hit the stone wall and derailed sharply, and everybody on the train died. The other train on the track of life and abundance passed through the stone wall, and everyone was safe. I asked the Lord to explain what I was seeing. He said that the stone wall, of course, is Jesus, the rock of offense. It's amazing how so many Americans, even those who profess to be Christians, are often offended at Jesus Christ. Oh yeah, the devil knows the power of Jesus Christ. He is offended by the power that comes from that name, but is the very person of Jesus Christ who will be our final judge. Therefore, the train of everyday life in America is headed for destruction. On board are the people who are living according to what they see, how they feel, or how they think, according to the media, the news, and politicians. That train is headed for a certain and sudden deadly crash. Everybody on board will die. The Lord said, He sent His word to save the world from destruction. But in America, nobody is trying to get on the train on the track of life and abundance because in America, we don't see the value in it. Since people have rejected life, the only thing that remains is death. No one on the train of everyday life in America was able to see the stone wall on the track. They could not even perceive that they were about to crash. In fact, no one could see the stone wall unless God revealed it to them. As the Bible says, where there is no vision or revelation from God, the people perish. That's Proverbs 29:18. Why should anyone perish when God's wisdom is so readily available? God's wisdom is everywhere around us. God laid up sound wisdom for the righteous. That's Proverbs 2:7. The Lord showed this to me in yet another vision. I saw wisdom in the streets. It was everywhere we went. It was beckoning us to follow it, but people did not respond. Some thought that it was just a random voice and ignored it. Others heard clearly, but decided to argue with it. They turned away from what they knew was truth to follow another way. God let them turn away from the truth. The time came when terror and destruction came upon them like a whirlwind. They looked for God, and He was not there. The Bible tells us why. This is Proverbs 1:29-31. For that they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. They would none of my counsel. They despised all my reproof. Therefore shall they eat the fruit of their own way and be filled with their own devices. Beloved, this is what the Lord wanted me to share with you. But destruction does not have to be your portion. It's promotion time for the people of God. Promotion comes neither from the east, from the west, from the south, but God is the judge. He's about to put some down and set others up. Now, for the vision of the glory train. In a vision years ago, I saw a long train. It was also a high-speed train, but it was moving very slowly. And I asked the Lord why this high-speed train was moving so slowly. And He said, it so more people can get on board. I never asked God any questions about this train. Is this a movement, a ministry? But I never really gave it much thought after that. Then around the end of March 2022 in another vision, I saw myself leaving where I currently am today, but I wasn't driving. I was aboard some very large vehicle that someone else was driving. I didn't know who was driving, only that I was on this vehicle and that it was moving slowly away. As the vehicle drove away, I saw someone running behind the vehicle, but they were not fast enough to get on. I could not reach them to pull them aboard. Then the vision ended. A week or so later, I had the same vision again. This time, I recognized not only was I on a vehicle, but that it was a train, a very large train. But for some reason, I was in the back of the train, not seated, but looking out for those who would be running to get aboard that train. This time in the vision, I had a lasso, and I used it to pull people up onto the train. If they looked like they wanted to get on board, I lassoed them aboard, and that vision ended. Recently, I saw that vision again, and I heard these words, "The Glory Train." And as I heard those words, I heard the song by Curtis Mayfield, "People Get Ready, There's a Train a-Comin'." I hadn't heard that song in decades. Still, I have no idea of all that the Glory Train entails, but I know that it is bigger than big. It's bigger than any one person, family, ministry, entity. This is a move of God like none other this earth has ever seen. I heard in my spirit the Lord reveal what it takes to board this train. He said, faith like a mustard seed. Faith in what God says above every word that is spoken on the earth. Faith is the only ticket you need. You must believe God, even when it looks impossible. I should say, especially if it looks impossible. Then you know you're hearing God. What I heard the Lord say next sealed the deal for me. He said, the greater the opposition, the greater the position. In other words, the greater the opposition is coming against you, the greater the promotion that is coming towards you. Don't look at what the enemy is doing as a problem. See it as your ticket to promotion. You will be promoted if you do not faint under the pressure of the evil one. The devil is hitting us with his best shot, but it's his only shot. God cannot be stopped, and the devil knows it. So when we align ourselves with God, we cannot be stopped either. The devil also knows it's true. His only recourse is to keep us from believing God by unloading upon our lives burdens and viruses and vaccines and joblessness and shortages and inflation and the like. It's his only strategy. Remember Job? How his wife saw all the evil that was happening to him and she told Job to curse God and die. That's Job 2:9. This is what the devil wants us to do, but don't you do it. The glory train is here. It's moving slowly to allow everyone who wants to get on board an opportunity to do so. You don't need no baggage. Have faith in God and get on board. All aboard the glory train. Beloved, that's all I have for this episode. I urge each of you to meditate on this word and let the Holy Spirit enlighten you to the path that you should take. There's two trains, two paths. This is the most serious time on the earth. It's no time to play with God. He wants to bless you, but it takes a willing and obedient heart to receive the blessing of the Lord. I pray that this is the position of your heart in Jesus' name. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, take the time to pray with me now. Dear God, I'm sorry for turning my back towards you and following after the ways of the world. Until now, I didn't know the truth about your love for me. Forgive me. I want to receive the truth and receive Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Lead me and guide me into all truth for my life. Teach me the things that I need to know about living this new life in Christ. I believe I receive it all. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer with an earnest heart, welcome to the family of God. You now have a ticket to get aboard the glory train. With that ticket come specific passenger instructions, so seek the Lord in prayer for details. Get a Bible or search for scriptures online. Begin reading all about the benefits of becoming a child of God. Let the Holy Spirit teach you daily. Well, that's all for this episode. If you need to reach us for any reason, with your questions, concerns, or even for prayer, email us at answers@epicbooksandcafe.com. That's answers at epicbooksandcafe.com. This has been Paula Matthews for Epic Books and Cafe. Until next time.